Regular listeners know that when we've got a ton of macro data to wade through, we like to do a little micro too. So we got a bunch of our retail regulars on the phone to hear what they are seeing in their stores. First up, Kristen Tallheimer Bingham, the co-owner of Dean's Sweets in Portland, Maine.
Sales are a little bit more sluggish even than what we're used to. Our foot traffic since before Mother's Day has been down by about 10%. And at the moment, you know, we're not overly worried about this sluggish feeling. We really kind of expect things to be a bit slower this time of year. What would ultimately worry us is if fewer visitors come to Maine this summer and fall. That would be hard for us. Our business is certainly tied to the state's economy. We feel very fortunate in terms of the chocolate we have on hand. We stocked up last fall ahead of some price increases, and this year so far, we've purchased chocolate again twice. We feel comfortable that we'll at least get through this calendar year with enough chocolate and hopefully through the first few months of 2026. And as always, we just push the uncertainty off a little ways into the future, but that's okay. It's uncertain for us and for everyone else, and we're doing our best just to live with that.
A little chocolate makes the uncertainty better. Kristen Tallheimer Bingham, making chocolate in Portland, Maine. Chocolate shops, if you are following along with retail sales data at home, fall under the heading food and beverage stores. They had a slight uptick in May. Two more dispatches from different slices of the retail economy coming up a little later in the show.